Hello?
Hey, Michael, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, how did you hit the car?
Well, I didn't hit it exactly. It's just I left my sugar glider inside your car.
Wait, what?
My sugar glider. Do you know what a sugar glider is?
No.
Oh, it's like this little animal. It's kind of like a ferret. I carried around with me all day in a pouch around my neck. And I tried to go in the store, and they're like, "You can't bring that in here." So, I left it in your car just while I was inside getting a few things.
Wait, so you just opened the car door up and put a ferret in there?
No, not a ferret. It's a sugar glider. But usually he sleeps during the day. I didn't think it'd be a problem, but he climbed up.
So you didn't even know who we were, and you stuck an animal in the car?
Yeah, well, it's a harmless animal. They're really cute and everything.
But you just opened the car door up and put an animal in there.
Yeah, and he scratched up the side of your seat a little bit. I think he was biting on it. Like I don't know, maybe it was too warm in there. Like
you just opened my girlfriend's car. How did you know where we lived?
Oh, I don't know who you guys are. I just, you know, the car was there, and I was just going to be in for a minute, so.
But the note wasn't on the car. It was on my truck.
Yeah, well, the truck car. You know, I call all trucks car. It doesn't matter. It's a vehicle.
You put the animal in my truck?
Yeah, in the vehicle. I put it in there.
And you just opened my door, my vehicle, and put an animal in my car.
Yes, you keep asking that.
But I can't believe you would even think that would be okay.
But I was just in there for like 10 minutes tops.
It doesn't matter. You don't know me. You opened my truck up and put an animal in my truck?
Well, do you know like when, like, you know the movie Jumanji? You ever seen Jumanji? Where the monkeys get in the police car?
How do you think you could just go in my car and open my door?
Because I had to put the sugar glider inside. If I put him outside, he would have escaped.
Well, who says you could do that to my car, though?
Nobody. It's harmless. It's like, what's the big deal?
It doesn't matter. You still went in my vehicle. Who gives you the permission to go in my vehicle? And obviously now you said he chewed my seat on my lease truck, which is going to cost me insurance. But how do you think that's okay just to go in my vehicle?
Well, it's not even that much damage. Did you even see it? It's just like a little bit of bite damage.
No, because there was a damage on the car that happened to be parked right next to my truck in my driveway. So how did you know where I lived?
Wait, there's damage on the car? Like on the outside?
Damage on a car, yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't do that. No, I don't even own
a
car.
You opened the door and put an animal in my pickup truck.
Yeah, but I didn't do any damage on the outside. It's just my animal like just bit on the seat a little bit. He got out of his pouch and just started flying around inside.
I mean, who do you think you are just opening my door in my truck and putting an animal in my truck? Well, what if I would have hopped in and he bit me?
Oh,
why would you think that's okay to put your animal in my vehicle because you needed a place to put it?
Well, he's had his shots and everything. Like, it's not, if he bites you, it's going to be fine.
So this call doesn't even make any sense.
Okay,
well, so you're saying you put an animal in my car and you just assumed it was okay, so if he bit me, it wouldn't cause me any problems, but you're talking, what if that was my girlfriend or something, or my daughters that hopped in that car and your animal bit me?
Well, it's a little bitty thing. It's like a little ferret thing. It's not going to hurt anyone.
It doesn't matter.
It's cute.
Who do you think you are saying that, thinking that's okay, though?
If that happened to your little girl, she'd be like, "Aw, he's so cute."
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, it would. You have, like, look up sugar gliders on the internet. They're cute. God damn it. It
doesn't even matter how cute it is. What if I had a baby in there? I mean, I just understand you. Who are you to put something in my vehicle?
Why would you keep a baby in a locked
vehicle? Why do you think that's okay to do that?
Why would you keep a baby in a locked car? That's illegal. I know it's
you're right.
That
part,
outside,
I understand that. But what if I put a baby in it before I hop in there? My little girl. What if I had a 2-year-old girl and I put her in the car to climb around while I'm putting something in the back and this little animal bit it? I mean, who do you think you are that you can just go in my vehicle and put something in there?
I would have been like, "Hey, sweetie, don't touch this animal. He's sleeping okay." And everything would be...
You know, you're not making no sense at all, buddy. This doesn't make sense to me. You're making it sound like you think this stuff's okay for you to do. I would have walked out of my vehicle and you were in it. You would have got your ass kicked.
Ah, no, I don't think so.
It's not okay to open the door of my truck and hop in my truck and then put an animal in my truck.
It's kind of like that movie Jumanji. Like, you know how...
I don't give a fuck about that movie Jumanji. You're opening my door of my truck and putting something in my truck because you went in the store because you were unable to put it somewhere else.
Have you seen the movie Jumanji? Have you seen the movie Jumanji, though, the one from the 90s?
I don't give a fuck about the movie Jumanji. Who do you think you are that you think that's okay?
I'm just saying this is kind of like that one scene in Jumanji, the movie from the 90s.
Yeah, I know the movie, buddy.
Where they're in the supermarket and she flashes that laser thing in the eyes and it's like, wah, wah.
And you think this is okay to just put that on my vehicle?
Not the laser scanner, the sugar glider, which is a completely harmless animal, which has had all of its shots, and I was not
this
in there.
This isn't making any sense.
None of the crazy scenarios that you've given me actually happened. You're just like, ooh, what if? What if this happened?
I mean, that's pretty ignorant on your part to think you can put something in my truck, buddy.
Well, it's ignorant of you to just, like, think the worst of everything and be so negative.
I mean, who the hell do you think you are?
I'm the guy that
you
put
can
my
open my door of my truck and put. You're lucky I didn't catch you. That's the best I can tell you.
Oh, you try to kick my ass, I would have laid you out, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, asshole. Why don't you come to my shop and see me then? Do you think that's such a fucking easy thing to do?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm...
Because if you're that stupid and that fucking ignorant, put something in my truck, open my door in my truck. I just caught something a couple months in my truck. I put him in a hospital, so you should come and see me
now. They should lock you
up. I'll wait for you right now. I'm right by Kroger's right now, right at 12. And come in here and let me see how tough you are.
They had to lock
you
up.
You're
going
to be that ignorant to put something in my fucking truck? You're a motherfucking stupid ass, all you are.
Well, I'm just saying, I could still kick your ass, even though I don't talk about it a lot like you do. I'm just saying, like, if you tried to...
Why don't you come down to reality? Why don't you try right this minute? I'm waiting for you right now. Come on. If you're that fucking stupid to put something in my truck and you think that's okay, you're obviously one ignorant motherfucker.
Do you think after we fight, could we watch Jumanji together, the 1990s version, and I'll show you what I mean?
You are an asshole, whoever you are.